This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture is now accepting proposals for federal specialty crop grants. The funds were made available through the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program that was included in the Farm Bill. They are available for projects beginning in the calendar year of 2017 and are intended to expand the availability of fresh, locally grown produce and strengthen Illinois' specialty crop industry. Illinois Department of Agriculture's Rebecca Clark has more details about the grants.
So the department was notified a few weeks ago that the state of Illinois will receive more than $520,000 for the federal specialty crop grant program. And so right now we are accepting proposals. You can submit those proposals until May 13th at 4 p.m. And once we get all of those, we will submit our state plan to the USDA and hopefully be able to notify the winners by October 1st.
Anyone who is capable of submitting a plan or project is eligible to apply for the grant. Rebecca said she's seen individuals, groups, and universities apply. Types of projects vary, but she listed a few focuses that the USDA is encouraging this year.
I know that the USDA this year is encouraging projects that benefit underserved communities and veterans, looking for strategies that would help with drought-stricken regions and increase the opportunities for new and beginning farmers. And so these funds may lead to help projects that will help feed communities, encourage more participation in agriculture, and even increase a farmer's profitability. And we're really excited about the opportunity to be able to help distribute this $520,000, and it's really going to be able to help our communities.
The grant is only available for those projects that will begin in 2017, and grant proposal packets can be found online at agr.state.il.us, or you can call 217-524-9129 for more information. Proposals will be accepted until May 13th. And we have some more positive news coming from our state capitol today. Yesterday morning at a press conference, Governor Bruce Rauner joined Acting Director of Agriculture Raymond Poe and other local elected officials to discuss his support for the Fairgrounds Foundation Bill. The bill, which has bipartisan support, creates a foundation that allows private donors to support and maintain the fairgrounds in Springfield and DuQuoin. Nearly every neighboring state to Illinois has established foundations with the purpose of accepting private funds for their state fairs or fairgrounds. Similar measures have been introduced in the Illinois General Assembly for a number of years, but they failed to advance. Currently, more than $180 million in deferred maintenance are needed at both the Springfield and DuQuoin fairgrounds. Many buildings are in need of significant repairs, including 20 roof replacements in Springfield, electrical upgrades, and repairs to the grandstand. According to Acting Director of the Department of Ag, Raymond Poe, fairground foundations are not a new concept, and Illinois companies are donating money to those out-of-state foundations. We should be doing everything we can to keep that money in our state for our fairs. And Governor Bruce Rauner said in a statement that the Illinois and DuQuoin state fairs are vitally important to our agriculture community and the local economies of both cities. By creating a private foundation, companies and citizens will be able to donate directly to the fair to help maintain the grounds without any additional burden on the state. And there is another press conference taking place today at 10 a.m. in DuQuoin. In other ag news, a new study suggests that the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PEDV, outbreak in the U.S. in 2013 may have originated in China. BMC veterinary research also says if the conditions are right, another outbreak may occur. PEDV devastated the pork industry in 2013, and the deadly virus cost hog farmers millions of dollars. Researchers say the virus can survive on feed ingredients produced in China and shipped to the U.S. for 37 days, and that appears to be how the virus first entered the U.S., according to Meeting Place. Last year, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service found that the use of flexible intermediate bulk containers, or tote bags, best fit the criteria established for entry of the virus into the U.S. and introduction onto individual farms. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.